The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Elsewhere, you might have seen 13% of people having admitted to selecting a cheaper item at the self-service checkout when they are paying. So they claim maybe that they're only buying a banana when really they've got a whole fistful of pan au chocolat. Is it stealing? Henry McKean has stood outside a local supermarket to ask that very question.
Well, I think like it's a very easy thing to do. There's not enough monitoring on it. And yeah, like anyone who's kind of short of money or who just doesn't feel like spending the full amount will kind of make it seem like they're buying for everything, but they're just not paying for some products and stuff like that. So,
if they can get away with stealing, they will. Like, there are certain people who will have the opportunity to steal, they will take that. And unfortunately, it means that people who do want to use the service out of convenience and who are neurodivergent and don't really want that face-to-face interaction will probably suffer a penalty because some people take advantage of the system.
Not worth getting caught for it.
So not worth going to jail for a loaf of bread?
Absolutely not. We're not living in the 1800s, but even though it is a bit like an industrial revolution.
Probably because like it's easier because like there's no like attendant there like to like, you know, scan the stuff. So it's just easier. Like you can just like walk out.
People just get away with it, that there's no action taken against them. And if it is, it's too lenient. It has to go through courts. It's not an immediate, you know, you go straight to a court now and you're prosecuted immediately. So I think that's the big deterrent to it.
What do you think?
If you're being very generous about it, you're saying it's the cost of stuff, but I think Dad's right in the sense that he's saying like there's no punishment for it. It's so easy to get away with it. That's why people are doing it. Why would you if you can get away with it?
Do you understand why 13% of us have admitted to selecting a cheaper item on the self-service till than the one that we're actually buying?
Because the country's in crisis, man. People are broke, no jobs. I'm not racist or anything, but like...
Well, I suppose it's different with each different kind of person. You can get a 14-year-old who's just doing it to get to save his €2 to buy more chocolate, you know, or you can get a struggling mother to feed families who's getting putting wrong things through, like potatoes and actual dinner food, you know.
If they're stealing food, that's fair enough. But anything else, it's not really fair. But
so you think food is fair game?
Food is okay. Food is fair game. Anything
sometimes
other than that.
Struggle.
Sometimes people struggle, yeah.
The struggle is real.
If it's food, that's fair enough. If it's unnecessary items, it's not great.
Will you hear this? One of our listeners, I'm way ahead of the game. I bear most of the weight when weighing the item, so the printout tag has the right item name. So no fraud, just a bad weighing scales requires a steady hand. Sorry, it is fraud. I mean, just because you write in your text message to the show that it's not fraud, it is fraud. But I appreciate that it doesn't look as obvious. You've got the right name on it. Paul in Dublin says, if you put anything inside a newspaper, like a steak, the checkout would only recognise the newspaper because the newspaper is not recognised by weight because they vary from day to day. So I'm told, says Paul in Dublin. Paul, thank you. Those chocolate croissants is a bit low-level white-collar crime, basically stealing. But Asher, doesn't everyone do it and it's not really theft, is it? Well, yes, it is. And either Tesco, etc. take the hit to their margins or the rest of us suffer higher compensating prices, says somebody else who has no time for this. Well, what about Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist who's with us now? Siobhan, I mean, 13%, I reckon that's kind of lowballing the figure. I think an awful, if the Hard Shoulder production team is anything to go by, it's a lot higher than 13%.
You could be right, Kieran. I can't speak for your team, but certainly, I mean, the rise and rise of these self-service tills in the last decade here, they're so popular. It's supposed to be the cutting edge of convenience. But there have been ways to work around it. There's no doubt about it. Now, you know, I am not one of these people that try to do anything shady, I have to say.
No,
that,
of course not, actually.
But there's this thing, Kieran, called the banana trick. It's discussed within the supermarket trade in relation to these self-service tills. And essentially what it means is that people have discovered that if they have two items, let's say the steak and then they have a pear, and if they scan in the pear, they can, you know, discreetly put the steak into the bag while doing that. And this is the reason why so many people have kind of discovered that it is a way to dupe the system. Surveys have told us that people think, look, if it's a thing of, if it's a matter of around 10 euro, I'm not really cheating the system. These supermarkets are worth billions of euros. They're absolutely grand. But yes, people are finding ways to, I think, carry out a little bit of food theft when it comes to bringing in a lot of goods to these particular tills. And one of your guys there chatting to Henry, it was interesting because we have had a cost of living crisis and we have had supermarkets, you know, put security tags on meat products and stuff, you know, the very things that people are trying to get to feed their families. But at the same time, we have to look at statistics. And the CSO earlier this year was telling us that there was something like half of more than 74,000 thefts were related to stealing from shops, and that food, alcohol and healthcare are kind of the primary things that are taken. But there's no doubt that the self-service tills have become a little bit of a target for those who perhaps feel they're being ripped off on prices or simply trying to steal.
It's funny, isn't it? I guess it's another version of the dodgy box thing where people rationalize this. It's not really stealing because these are just huge companies. Look how much money they make. You know, me kind of streaming things and not paying for it doesn't really make a difference to their bottom line. And it's the same thing. I doubt the same, the people who do this in the Tesco or the Super Value would do it in kind of the corner shop where they know the person who owns it, the person who owns it is the person standing behind the till. Or nor would they, I'd imagine, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but nor would they imagine even in a Tesco if the person at the cash register turned around to do something and left the register open, would they lean over and take 20 quid out of it? You know, it's just the way they can kind of rationalize stealing in some circumstances and not others.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of that kind of self-gratification. If you have ever scanned something genuinely and, you know, a cheaper price has come up, you're not going to put your hand up and say, excuse me, this item is actually on display for 3 euro, but I'm getting it for 1.50 euro yeah. for some reason. Do you know what I mean? So there's loads of different things to kind of take into account. You can see in different supermarkets now how they're actually trying to combat what is happening with the self-service tills. Some are getting rid of them, but others are putting in the likes of cameras and these automatic gates where you can't get out. You're stuck, basically. If you've cheated the system, you can't get out unless you scan your ticket, or in some cases, your bags are checked and items are cross-referenced against the receipt. But it is actually defying the whole idea around these self-service tills in the first place, which was to provide convenience and cut down on staff costs for supermarkets. And now it's all turned on its head.
But these, while these are kind of maybe relatively new in some parts of this country, they're not new. I mean, they've been around for kind of 10 or 12 years, actually a bit longer in other places. About 15 years ago, I first used them, I remember, in a Safeway in Canada. So at this stage, one would imagine the big retailers have almost allowed for this in terms of their calculations. They realize, you know, X amount of people are going to say it's a banana when it's a banana and a steak, and they account for that.
I would imagine there is a bit of thinking in relation to that. All right. And you see that you mentioned Canada, and it's quite interesting because some big chains in Canada have basically decided, because, you know, they're losing something like 9 billion a year in terms of theft across shops. They have now put limits on self-service tills where somebody with items over 15, say, can't shop there. They have to go to the actual man till. But the 15 items, you know, if somebody is basically pretending that's 15 bananas and it's all sirloin steak, maybe they are turning a blind eye, because in the grand scheme of things, somebody with the bigger shop or the bigger item can't get away with doing that.
Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist. Siobhan, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.